T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Well, yeah, his side and her side will get it straight. It's Slacker and Steve's Great Mate Debates.
I just want you all to know that today's Great Mate Debate, Steve has already off the air shown that he's willing to lie.
I'm not
willing
lying.
To do anything.
I was not lying.
Dude.
You said that.
We're going to get their sides, and then you can start your lobbying, lying crap. Anytime a Great Mate Debate has anything that has even remotely to do with your own life,
right?
You'll do anything to make it seem like the way you live is normal or good. And that's not what's happening here.
Oh, okay.
All right, so let's get them on here, and we'll... Then you'll understand why Steve is lying already.
I'm not.
It's Vanessa and Clark, and we're starting with Vanessa. Vanessa?
Yay!
Yay!
All right, why don't you tell us what's going on and how Steve can help you?
Well, my husband Clark and I, we've just been going back and forth on this argument, and it's just not getting any better. We're getting mad at each other, and... we're wanting to have a baby, and this is just not, it's just not good atmosphere for us, you know?
Yeah.
And we decided, let's come to you guys. Let's see if you can help us out.
So you're trying to have a baby, and that process can be fun, but daunting. So what is it that's causing the argument?
Well, I'm a smoker.
Nice.
And
not nice!
What?
I'm not going to say it's bad, but it's not something... You don't go up to somebody and, like...
There's so few of us left.
I play with knives to try to hurt myself. Nice. You know what I mean? It's been proven to cause... I'm not going to get on my soapbox, but okay. Anyway, nice, Vanessa. You're a smoker, and how's that the problem?
Yeah.
Well, I know I'm going to stop, you know? Like, I know I'm going to quit. The baby is going to hurt the baby. But Clark wants me to quit, like, right now. We have no idea when... I'm going to get pregnant, or even if I'm going to get pregnant.
True.
We've been trying and trying, and it's just not been happening. And I don't feel like I need to stop smoking until I absolutely need to stop smoking. And he just won't stop about it, and it's just becoming a huge issue.
So the more you get stressed about it,
yep.
The more you probably want to smoke. Because smoking is one of those, I've never smoked, but it's one of those like relief stress things, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But you're going to wait until what? Until you've peed on a stick and it says the plus sign that, and then you're going to go cold turkey that day? That's your plan?
I mean, yeah, basically.
Because you're right. Because why, I mean, seriously, I'm not being facetious, but why quit something when you don't know you have to quit it until it's time to? So why quit now? And then they find out they can't be parents and she's going to start up again. So why not just keep going? Until you find out.
Okay, well, can I just ask you this, Vanessa? Let's remove the child from the scenario entirely. Are you going to smoke forever? I mean, your question, Steve, is why quit now? Why quit now? Because it's bad for you.
Well.
Not well, it's bad for you. So, do you plan on, let's say you can't get pregnant, and I don't want to say that because I know you guys are going to get pregnant and you're going to be great parents, I hope that happens for you. But if that's not in the cards for you, will you just keep smoke forever? Or what's your plan with smoking?
Well, I mean, I know smoking's bad and all that, you know, you've heard it, everybody's heard it, but it's hard to quit. I can't.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's true.
Clark, I don't know that you even need to give your side. Okay. What's your side of this, Clark?
Well, I mean, look, she's got to quit sometime. And I have other friends who smoke, and very few of them, like, try the first time and they're good. You know, it's a battle. You try to quit and you start smoking again, you try to quit again, and it's an ongoing, you know, struggle. So I think it's cool to get started early and make sure that we can kick this thing when the baby comes. And I'm also worried about, like, is the reason we're having trouble right now because she's still smoking? And I you know, I'm not a scientist. I don't know what chemicals are in cigarettes, but it certainly can't aid in the fertility process. So I'm, yeah. So I think my point is valid.
It makes sense. You're right. It is hard to quit. And a lot of quitters have to keep trying over and over.
And you can't keep trying over and over when you got a baby growing inside you.
But real quick, Clark, it's funny you bring up scientific
studies. Here comes the first lie of the day, everybody.
It's not the first lie.
Everybody get your tallies out, because here comes the first lie.
Slacker, you told me that you read a scientific study.
I never said that.
Oh, no, you had a friend.
Yes.
You know a lot of population.
I know one person.
That they went to the doctor, and the doctor told that woman, who's about to be a mom, that she needs to keep smoking because being stressed out is worse than smoking.
She was wigging herself out.
Or alcohol
intake. Trying to quit smoking.
Yeah, but so stressful.
And the doctor was finally like, go home and have a cigarette. He didn't speak for the entire... It's off the air, you guys. Steve goes, remember that study that came out said better to keep smoking than to be stressed?
Yeah,
and I'm like,
that's what
the study you're referring to is my one friend who was so wigged out that they wanted to put her on like lithium or let her have a cigarette. That one, that's not a study. That's one person.
But there was a doctor. It was the medical.
Oh,
the whole medical field was involved. That was his expert advice. Yes.
Vanessa, I mean, you get it. It's not going to be easy. You just said it's hard to quit. Do you really want that stress while you're trying to take care of a baby inside of you? Do you really want that? Or
isn't it going to be stressful and probably stop me from getting a baby just by being stressed? Because I'm stopping?
Good point.
Like, what if that's the thing that's just making it not take? Like, what if Clark and I fighting every night and me being stressed out is not the thing that's making us infertile? Like, I just feel like if we can just stop and let us go about our days, it's going to happen. And then we'll do it together. Like, we'll figure it out. But this is stressing me out even more.
Yeah, Clark, you're stressing her out.
Vanessa, I hear it.
Trying to quit while you're pregnant is even more stressful. And then there's like a living thing inside you. So, you know, why not do it now?
Yeah. Can I end
the argument? I understand.
Oh, wait. Steve wants to end the argument.
Yeah.
Let's all pull up a chair.
Clark. It's her body.
Oh,
so what? That ends every single argument ever. It's her body.
Oh,
end of story.
Okay. All right.
Even though it's both your kid inside her body, it's still her vessel. That's her vessel.
All right, guys. So here's what we're going to do. I'm sure there's plenty of people listening that can help you out. So,
and you can't do the patch and stuff for pregnant women. That could be worse.
I don't think you can.
Yeah.
Hang tight. Don't move.
She needs to see the doctor that your friend went to. What?
Yes, I'll get a referral for that.
Yes.
That one particular doctor. If you guys can help him out, should they?
She'll quit. She's a good mom. You can tell. She's going to do the right thing.
You can tell, can't you?
Yep.
You can just tell.
You can hear it.
If you have any ideas on what they should do, is the quitting smoking, could that be contributing to the fact that they're not
big
getting
time
pregnant?
Yep.
Oh, then she should quit now.
No,
that's you didn't listen to my whole sentence.
Not,
did you?
Yeah,
you're jumping in going, big time. Yeah, you're right. It is big time. I guess we don't even need calls.
Wait, no.
Vanessa needs to quit smoking.
No.
He wants her to quit smoking now. She wants to wait till they're pregnant.
Yeah.
What would you do? So let's get some people in here. Amber?
Yeah, guys.
Yay.
So I'm with Clark on this. I was a mom that tried to quit smoking when I got pregnant, and I would have a bad day at work, have an excuse for a cigarette. And there's so many more stresses when you're pregnant that if you just make little excuses to have one here and there. And then before you know it, you're smoking 5 cigarettes a day, carrying a baby full term.
Good point. That's a great point.
Was your baby okay?
Yeah, he's 8 pounds.
Okay.
Nice. No harm,
awesome.
No foul.
No, Steve.
Well, you're lucky.
I felt horrible
you're lucky.
Though, my whole pregnancy.
Yeah.
You feel guilty, though.
So you wish you would have begun the quitting process a long time before you knew you were going to be a mom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for the call, Amber.
Good points.
Let's get Lindsay.
Yay. I'm with Vanessa on this one. I think that you can't make someone do it. I've been pregnant twice, and each time quit just cold turkey. Sorry. You know, I should have stopped eating paint and chips, you know, obviously, but.
Forgot that part. I quit the smoking, but kept up with the paint chips.
No, but I mean, I was so sick for 3 months on each one that I just, you don't want to. And it's that motivation, too. It's like that mom instinct kicks in with you, and you just, like,
need to stop. I quit cold turkey each time, and then I didn't even smoke for months after.
Wow.
Clark, I mean, do you feel that like, you know that it's, when somebody has to quit something big, like alcohol or cigarettes or drugs, they have to do it for them. They have to do, like, and you telling her, I know I've been on your side this whole time, but I'm asking you if you understand, it probably won't stick if you force her or we do it here. Do you get that, Clark?
Yeah, no? I mean, no, I get that. And I guess I don't really have the power to force her. And I'm just hoping that she can see my side of the argument and want to do it herself. But again, I have no, I can't, you know.
That makes sense.
Out of her mouth, you know. Yeah.
Clark, let's say Vanessa's pregnant and you catch her sneaking a couple of drags while pregnant. You have no reason. You can complain and bitch all you want, but in the end, there's nothing, absolutely nothing you can do except leave her. And you're not going to do that.
You're right.
I believe in Vanessa, and that while she's pregnant, she's gonna give it a really strong effort, and it's not going to be a problem.
Okay.
Let's keep going here, Kira.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah.
So I'm with Clark on this one. My opinion is pregnancy is really stressful, and trying to get pregnant is really stressful, and there's really no way to avoid that. And I know that there are kids out there who are perfectly healthy from moms who smoked during pregnancy, and there's kids who have some real problems. So my opinion is, why would you want to run the risk of that? You know, just one time you mess up and something could go wrong with the baby. You just never know. So,
and you'd never forgive yourself.
Right, Vanessa?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah.
All right.
Definitely something I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Sarah.
Yay.
Yay.
I'm on Clark's side with this one. Quitting anything is super stressful to begin with, on top of trying to do that and try to get pregnant at the same time. And then being pregnant, especially your first pregnancy, because it's like the unknown, is stressful in and of itself. So if she focuses on quitting smoking, that's the first amazing thing she can ever do for her child, then it takes the focus off of getting pregnant, because that's what they're focusing on.
Yep.
As long as Clark doesn't harp at her about it and is supportive, that is the first thing that they're going to come together to do as a couple for their child. Then the focus will be off of getting pregnant. It'll be on getting healthy together as a couple. And many people get pregnant when they're not focused or even trying to get pregnant.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the first thing they're going to do together, and there's going to be so many other things that they're going to have to come together as parents that they might not agree on fully, but they have to find some common ground, because this little human being is dependent solely on the two of them. And if they're a united front on all things, then that's the best chance they're going to give this little person in the world.
Nice, Sarah.
Thank you for the call, Sarah.
Maybe Vanessa can switch to dip or something.
And, oh, my God.
What? Steve. Wean yourself.
I don't know. Have you thought about meth?
Okay. That's not what I
was. Vanessa and Steve.
Yes.
Have some bad news for the both of you.
What?
Clark wins.
Which part?
The whole thing.
What?
There's like two people total that are on Vanessa's side. And you know it. You can see the texts. They're saying
couple.
That smoking does cause some infertility issues, so it might be time to just.
Well, I think we just stressed Vanessa out even more now. But
and I'm sure she's had a cigarette while
you do.
We were.
I could have smoked like three by now.
See,
I mean, again, none of us can force you, Vanessa. But did people talking? Did it sink in, or is it still just? Is it you against the world?
No, I totally understand. Like I'm not a complete moron. You know, like it's not even that I know it's not bad. Like I get it, but. It's one of the hardest things anybody could ever do. And right now, all I need in the world right now is a cigarette, because now I'm stressed out and I'm freaking out.
Right.
And it's all I can think about.
Right. See,
I know, but let's just, okay, we're going to take the focus off of you. Thank you guys for coming on.
Yeah.
Do your best and like keep us posted. Let us know.
Thanks, guys.
When you get pregnant, we appreciate it.
I think she'll quit.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
But every time I've watched somebody try to quit, the stress of trying to quit makes them want a cigarette.
Exactly. It's like a vicious circle.
It is. It's a snake eating its own tail. Yeah. If you guys got tips for her or anything else you want to say to them, hit us up on the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.